I have some media members here, and they're going to ask you a few questions, all right?
Okay, great. Sounds good.
All right.
Brandon, congratulations. Does this take you by surprise a little bit?
You know, I was hoping that this would happen. I felt pretty good about it, but, you know, being through a draft before, you just never know. So I was kind of hoping for the best, and fortunately it happened, and I'm extremely excited about it.
Hi, Brandon. Welcome to Cleveland.
I appreciate it.
What are your expectations? Are you expecting to compete for a starting job this year, or what are your expectations for this coming up season?
Well, you know, I haven't even stepped foot in Cleveland yet, so I really can't answer that question. You know, I'm going to come in and compete. That's just my nature. I'm going to come in and give it all I have to be the best player I can. And I think the Browns feel good about me as a player. And like I said, I'm not even there yet. It's still kind of overwhelming, but. I can promise you one thing. I'm going to give everything I have to make sure that I leave it all on the field and be the best player I can possibly be.
Hey, when you saw the Browns trade up to take Richardson, were you thinking, man, maybe there's a chance that we'll be together there?
You know, I mean, once I saw him trade up, I kind of assumed they were going to go for Trent. Obviously, he's an unbelievable player and very dynamic. So, like I said, I was kind of hoping. You know, you never know how these things shake out. And I was standing by the phone when Mr. Heckert called and got the phone call of a lifetime.
Brandon, the assumption is that at age 28 and having been picked at number 22 here, that you'll be the immediate starter. Have the Browns given you any indication of what their plans are for you this year?
No, we haven't even touched on it, to be honest with you. You know, we haven't even gotten that far. I mean, they've got a draft to worry about, and they got a lot of picks to make this to make our franchise a lot better. So we'll get to that later. Right now it's kind of time to enjoy it. And tomorrow I'll come to Cleveland and kind of get the ball rolling.
Hey, Brandon, can you just tell us how you think you'll fit in here in Coach Shurmur's West Coast offense and what you think you do well that can help you make the transition from the system you came from?
Yeah, I think, you know, you look at what we did at Oklahoma State, you know, we relied on throwing the football. You know, we put the ball in my hands, and I had great playmakers around me, which allowed us to do that. And I think that's what they saw. I think they saw a guy that can make all the throws. And I think, you know, regardless of, you know, what system you come from or go to, whatever, I think, the NFL is such a throwing league. And there's a lot of guys in the league that are successful throwing the football and they win a lot of games. And so, fortunately, that's my strength. I'm gonna do everything I can to, you know, learn this system as fast as I possibly can and get rolling. So, you know, fortunately, I was around a little bit at the Senior Bowl. Got a little bit of a feel for it, but like I said, I'm looking forward to learning it and kind of getting the ball rolling.
Brandon, a lot of people thought that you might be a second-round pick. Were you surprised when you got the call at 22?
You know, I can't say I was surprised. I mean, I was hoping. You know, you hear things from different people, and there's always speculation. But I was hoping. I can't really say I was excited. I expected it or didn't expect it. Like I said, going through the baseball draft, you kind of got to just fly by the seat of your pants and wait till the phone rings. But I tell you what, whenever I got that phone call, it was special. I mean, it was one of the best moments of my life, and obviously a dream come true. And I'm excited to be a Cleveland Brown.
Hey, Brandon, I'm with the Associated Press, and I didn't realize you were doing a diary for us. Can you kind of take us through a real capsulized version of how this day went down and, you know, what you did to maybe take your mind off of the draft?
Yeah, I was in New York City for the past couple nights and decided to come home with some family and friends. And so got back into Oklahoma City, spent time with, you know, my wife and my parents a little bit, and got a house full of people here tonight. Basically just hung around here, ran a couple errands. It's hard, man. When the day's finally here, you know, we put on so much work. The day's finally here. It's hard to you get kind of restless. I think once the night got rolling, there's like, my closest family and friends are here, like I said, and we're able to share the moment. It was pretty special. And this night kind of went just like I had planned. I kind of hoped. I shouldn't say planned. I mean hope.
Brandon, welcome to Cleveland. Could you talk about the expectation of being a first-round pick, a quarterback, and the challenge of being expected to come in here and try and turn around an offense that, well, quite frankly, has not done a whole lot the last couple years?
Yeah, I mean, I think, you know, there's already enough pressure playing in the NFL, you know, and so you can't put any added pressure. I think it's, you know, playing quarterback in the NFL is a tough job. We all know that, but it's you know, it's a challenge. And being a competitor, it's something I'm really looking forward to, taking that next step and continue to get better as a player. But like I said, I'm not gonna put any extra pressure on myself. I'm not understanding the responsibilities that go with it. But I'm gonna, like I said, I mean, I can promise you one thing. I'm gonna do everything in my power to become a better player and win as many games as possible.
Hey, Brandon, do you know Colt McCoy at all? And what do you think you'll say to him when you first see him here?
You know, I don't know Colt. You know, he was his last 2 years, or his last year at Texas was before I was a starter. But, you know, one of my buddies, Zach Robinson's great buddies with him. Always thought really highly of him. Great guy. You know, I mean, like I said, it's, you know, it's competition. That's what sport's all about. And you know, he's obviously a great player. And it's gonna be fun working with him and you know, being right there along with him.
When you were asked at the top of this, Brandon, if you were surprised, you said that you were hoping this would happen. Why? Could you detail what you meant by that? Why were you hoping this would happen?
Well, I mean, you know, obviously, you know, as a player, you want to go as high as possible. And when I came to Cleveland, it felt like a good fit, you know, and I didn't know really where I might land or how it all was going to shake out. But like I said, I was, you know, you just hope to get an opportunity to play in the National Football League. And I finally got my opportunity. I'm finally going to get my opportunity to do that. And so, like I said, being through the baseball draft, I mean, I don't know if you guys know the story. I mean, when I was going through the draft, I talked to every single team except for the New York Yankees, and they ended up taking me with their first pick. So that right there made me just kind of, you know, kind of suspicious. I didn't really know how it was going to pan out. So, you know, fortunately it did, and you know, I'm excited about it.
Brandon, I think you were you visited here the same day Trent Richardson did. Now, looking back on it, was there any clue to you at all that you guys would be the first two picks?
Yeah, I can't really say there was. You know, from my end, you know, everything went great. I really, you know, I meshed with everybody within the organization, and you know, really felt comfortable with where they were at and with, you know, how things went on my end. But I can't really say that I knew. You know, there's too many unknowns. But it all worked out. He's a great player. And like I said, I'm really looking, just kind of chomping at the bit for this opportunity.
Brandon, a lot of people project what you could possibly be in the NFL. What do you see as your ceiling in the league?
You know, I think, you know, it's you know, like I said, I think you look back at my junior year, we had a good year, and I think we continue to get better as a team and myself as a player. You know, so I think I'm still learning. I can't say that I'm not still learning the game. I got to continue to get better. You know, it's a tough league, tough position. Like I said, it's still kind of overwhelming. I'm still kind of, you know, really excited about the opportunity. And, you know, that's, I put a lot of pressure on myself, you know, at Oklahoma State, you know, to do everything I can to win games. And I take a lot of pride in that. And, you know, I'm going to continue to do that.
You join a select company in being drafted professionally, baseball, now football. What's different this time around for you by being picked by the Browns?
Well, you know, in baseball, you have to go through the minor leagues and the grueling, you know, part of the minor leagues. You know, whereas now, I mean, you're in the show. I mean, this is it's the real deal, and you know, this opportunity is awesome and it's extremely exciting.
You're going to be 29 years old in October, I believe. Why should that be no concern?
I mean, because, you know, my body is still fresh. I mean, I think taking the time off playing baseball, not getting hit as much as you know, a lot of people at Oklahoma State, I stayed healthy, and I think I'm still continuing to grow and become a better player. So, you know, I think, you know, all signs point to, you know, I mean, and you guys know, I mean, it's a you know, it's tough to play 15 years in this league. You know, you gotta, you know, continue to work, and my body's fresh, so I feel like I got a lot of football left.
Hey,